Blog Talk Radio.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Good morning and welcome to What's New with VH Hughes. I am your host, Venus Henderson Hughes, and in the studio today we have Regina. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
And we have Chris joining us today. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So today's show is about National Girls and Women's HIV Awareness Day. Well, first, my first question to you guys is, did you know that there was such a day?
No.
Why
not, guys?
Well,
is this something that you guys have never ever singly heard of with regards to I know all the different little crazy days that like Hot Dog Day and Donut Day, but this is a national commemorative day for young ladies, well, girls and women, and you guys have never heard of it, huh?
No, we
heard of Pretty Brown Girl Day, though. Pretty Brown Girl Day. That was on, I think, February 24th this year. That wonderful organization is just phenomenal, and they empower little brown girls to be confident in themselves and know that they are beautiful. Well, a little bit about National Women and Girls Awareness Day. It is sponsored by the Department of Health and Human Services and Office of Women's Health. And this year's theme is HIV Prevention Starts With Me. And this is the emphasis that everyone is important, plays an important role to preventing HIV and encouraging women to take action to protect themselves and their partners. This is why this, this is their theme this year. Staggering facts about HIV. There are over 287,400 women in the United States who are HIV positive.
That's a lot.
In 2016, women accounted for 1 in 5 with an HIV diagnosis. And the diagnosis for women are primarily attributed to heterosexual contact or IV drug use.
You were saying what the situation was as far as why the numbers are so high?
Did you say why the numbers are so high? Well, you know, that goes back to education. That goes back to protecting yourself, which I think this is why this year's theme is Prevention Starts With Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think at this point we need to hold ourselves accountable. And I liked what the CDC and the Women's Health womenshealth.gov is saying as far as we, women, girls, et cetera, need to hold ourselves accountable. We cannot trust our partners to have our best interests in hand. So this day is a annual national, nationwide day, and it sheds light on the impact of HIV and AIDS in women and girls.
Okay.
So every March 10th, this day comes around. And actually, this is the 13th year of it being observed. So that's news to me. So here you go.
Okay.
So today, some of the events that could be or should be, not even could be, should be happening is HIV testing, where you can get it done free and confidential. There are other things that can happen, and you can actually go on to the womenshealth.gov to get a testing site for free testing.
Good.
Yeah, that is good. You know, the thing is, and I know we've discussed this before as far as, you know, why are these stats so staggering? Why are they in this day and age with all the education and things? And I think that's going to be an ongoing discussion, period, in every subject matter, whether it's gonorrhea, syphilis, AIDS, whatever. HIV and AIDS doesn't surprise me either that these numbers are so staggering. It's just one of those moments where does the common sense come in? Because you have been educated in a sense, I guess. Nowadays we don't know if they're still doing the health classes or not, where they're discussing it, because a lot of schools are removing the health classes for whatever reason. But even in that, there is still information out there, and I guess the question is, why aren't people getting this information? What besides, if we move beyond the school, we just take the school out the equation. Why in that, when there are adults who know about HIV and AIDS, you know, especially if you're from the 80s era, you know about the original stigma from it, and now you've been educated and enlightened, why are these numbers still so ridiculous?
I think part of it is that back in those days, the public service announcements or PSAs that set to try to educate folks or whatever seemed to be very preachy, and people at the core wants to be able to make their own decision no matter what, good or bad. So even though you would think it would be a logical progression in educating yourself to the full degree on, you know, sexual education, sexual disease that you can get, or whatnot, some people don't. It's more about being living in the moment and, you know, embracing in the virality of the act, as opposed to being conscious of, well, if I do this, you know, I have to know X, Y, and Z. It's just about the self-gratification that is done in the act of sex.
And movies and media is no better, since they usually put sex in the dang old thing with them not having no protection or anything most of the time. It's like, oh, there's movies you can do it, I can do it too.
So true, your shows like your Grey's Anatomy and well, Grey's Anatomy is a good example of that, you know, it seems like, you know, the quick attraction eventually leads to them having sex or whatever.
I wasn't aware that you watched Grey's Anatomy.
I'm sorry?
I said I wasn't aware that you watched Grey's Anatomy.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I know from people that have that that's what this series really stood from, is the attractions of the characters.
Mm. So I'm looking at this. It says, what every woman needs to know about HIV and AIDS. And the very first sentence is about 1 in 4 people living with HIV in the United States is female.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that's more than 230,000 women. That's a lot of women. It also says that any woman who has sex is at risk of HIV infection, no matter what her race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation is. Now, this should be a no-duh moment. And, excuse the improperness, but it should be. It should be a no-duh moment. You don't protect yourself, this happens. You know, the statement that I had as far as to getting pregnant. If you don't protect yourself and you get pregnant, you can't be surprised. If you don't protect yourself and you get a sexually transmitted disease, you can't be surprised. So to have this here, and I understand why they put it there. Don't get me wrong. I understand the whole common sense behind that, and I understand where the CDC is going. But why do we have to tell you this? You know, why do we have to tell you that in this day and age, if you don't protect yourself, X, Y, or Z can happen?
But again, education, the aspect of most people feel that a young person going to that threshold of life when they feel that they're ready to give themselves to somebody is a rite of passage. Most women, or most young women, feel that, you know, they become a woman, they want to explore their sexual nature or whatever. And in that, again, the sensibilities of responsibility is out the water because you want to engage in the act alone of sex that, you know, the stimulation of it, the, you know, the feel-good moment or whatever, and the whole aspect of being responsible is not really there for the most part.
You know, the thing that really gets me is that we have this, for those of you who don't know, we have a Minority Health Expo coming up on April 14th, and it's going to be at Gateway Community College here in Phoenix, Arizona. And in the design of making this available, we wanted to have doctors and nutritionists and mental health professionals, because we know that a lot of the minorities, especially Black people, really don't trust doctors enough. So to bring them to a forum where the doctor, especially a naturopathic doctor, could be available to speak to them with no kind of feeling that they're sort of boxed in. And I'm not sure if that's what the situation is. I know we discussed in a previous show the views and opinions of most Black people when it came to going to see the doctor. But looking at something as serious as HIV and AIDS, which, of course, HIV is the road to AIDS, if you will, at this time, where there are more centers than not that do free HIV testing. Is it the case that these numbers are so staggering because people just don't want to know? You don't want to know that, you know, it's sort of like when I think about my grandma and my mom when they got diagnosed with cancer, and the almost intersection, it wasn't a parallel, sort of an intersection, where my mom, who went to the doctor and she had the biopsy done and things like that, and made her announcement that December that she had lung cancer, whereas that my grandmother, who went for a regular checkup and was told after they had to do a biopsy that she had lung cancer, who responded to me that she knew. So, but my grandmother, you know, she did go to the doctor. She wasn't really fearful of the doctor, but the fact that she knew she had lung cancer way before those test results came out was really surprising to me. So do you think it's a situation like that where somebody basically, you know, knows that they may be, you know, we can even take the whole HIV part of things, you know, the very start of those feelings and symptoms that you have with HIV, you know, the cold that won't go away and things like that. Do you think it's the case that these numbers are so staggering because of the fact that they just don't want to know, and when they finally go, it's too late?
I think part of it's a little ignorance on their part because maybe they don't want to know, but on the fact that they don't care. It's about, again, their own self gratification. So whoever they hook up with and however they hook up with KB is more important than the actual education and make sure that they're okay.
What if they don't tell their partner and they just do stuff?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Regina, because I know that there were some states, I don't know if this is gone nationwide, but there were some states that were actually arresting people and putting people in jail for not disclosing their HIV status, because of the fact that you are given a death sentence in a way, because, of course, medical advances have given more life to people with HIV and AIDS. However, is still a death sentence in the way that you have a disease that is incurable. So they were putting people in jail for that. Now, I don't know if that has went nationwide, and I have to look that up, and I'll update you guys in the next show. But there were, because, you know, especially on college campuses where guys knew, and I know it was something in the news a couple of months ago where a guy was, he knew he was HIV positive and he was infecting girls on campus because his life was messed up, so he wanted to mess up their lives. So things like that can happen. And, you know, in this whole thing as far as what every woman should know about HIV and AIDS, one of the main things is that they say is that there are a dozen ways that you can practice safer sex to prevent the transmission of HIV, such as using female and male condoms and being in a monogamous relationship with one partner who is faithful to you and not using drugs or alcohol, which are usually linked to STDs and et cetera. Now, monogamy is a old-fashioned idea in this era. As I tell people, our young people are trisexual, and they go, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And I say, because it seems to me that these young people will try anything just because there was not, especially when Chris and I was growing up, you didn't go out there and have sex with any and everybody. And that was before AIDS came out. I think it was more so about a respectability for your own self, and I think that has sort of taken a back seat now. What's your thoughts?
You don't have many people nowadays, especially millennials, that, you know, really are concerned as far as consequences. Again, it's about the act in turn. You see someone that you think is very attractive that you want to be with, you work towards doing that, they reciprocate your feelings, you have sex, and go from there. You know, the aspect of monogamy to some people is just out of date to them, because you should be able to hook up with who you want to, whatever, but I have a different opinion that I can agree with that point to a certain degree. But then when you choose to be in a relationship with somebody and still want to go ahead and be out there like that, that's a problem. Because, you know, again, as you were saying, that the biggest purpose is that you want to explore your sexual adventure with a person who is committed to you in a relationship, and not going out to meet with other people, whatever, is probably the best scenario that you can have, because you and that individual can explore your sexual proclivities all you want to. But unfortunately, you have those that want to have the cake and eat it too, which also brings into effect the problematic nature of getting sexual diseases or possibly getting HIV through the fact of not being cognizant of who you're dealing with. It's about the physical stimulation more so than about the responsibility of the act.
So going back to this year's theme as far as, you know, prevention starts with me. Looking at those moments now that are so fast when you are in a relationship, because now it just seems like the flirtation happens and you think they're cute and next thing you know they have sex. Boom. So either one and possibly two things can happen. She gets pregnant, or she gets pregnant and has the STDs. Okay, maybe it's three. Or she just has the STD. So in those cases, does that young lady have a right to be angry with her partner?
Yes and no.
Okay, so Jeannie, you said no. Why do you say no?
Because she consented.
Okay, so because she consented. So at that point, it's her fault.
It's both of their fault.
Okay, so
it's
both of their fault.
Well, my answer is yes.
Okay,
and no,
so Chris, you said yes and no.
Yes, because here it is. Partly it's her fault because this is the person that she chose to be with. But partly the fact that the person she chose to be with definitely getting out there like that or whatever. And she, on the fact of, if I know this young lady could be, I know this woman, that maybe you want to do more information about the guy, okay, before you want to lay down with him or whatever. But you decided not to do that, so that's on you. You know, so it goes both ways. You know, I know there's a stigma, especially from the feminist community, on the fact that a woman is able to choose for themselves, blah, blah, blah. So a woman also has to deal with the consequences of her actions as well in that.
You know, one of the things that, shout out to Michelle Johnson, we used to talk about was repercussions and consequences. And if you make the choice to have sex with someone unprotected, unknowing their status whatsoever, you take that's your responsibility in your hand. Yes, you know, your human nature, yes, you can be angry at that person. But the first person you should be honestly angry with is yourself, because you put yourself in that situation. So looking at what every girl needs to know about HIV and AIDS, it says, and of course this is just informing young ladies, young girls, about how HIV is passed, and it says it's passed through body fluids such as blood, semen, and vaginal fluids. And HIV is a sexually transmitted disease.
Okay.
But it also lets them know that STDs like chlamydia, which is rampant here in Arizona, increases your risk of getting HIV.
Mm.
Says about 1 in 4 teens age 14 to 19 has had an STD. Which that is not shocking to this team here, because we've seen those stats for years.
Mm-hmm.
The surprising thing is women and girls with HIV have no symptoms for years. And even if HIV causes no symptoms, it is still hurting your immune system. So this is why you should get yourself tested, period. If you're out there having unprotected sex, you need to get yourself tested. For your own knowledge, not just for your partner's knowledge, but you need to know these things. And if you are having unprotected sex, at this point, now you are educated on women and girls' HIV, the staggering facts about this, the fact that you can have get free testing and not have it affect your insurance and things like that, you definitely need to get yourself tested, and there are plenty of places who do it. Just go on that site, womenshealth.gov, put in your zip code, it will point you to your free clinic. I'm not sure, I remember that there was a huge stigma when I was growing up about condoms, and I'm pretty sure it's still out there. I will give the Trojan brand much props. They still got their commercials out there. Some of them are pretty raunchy now, but they still are going strong, and they're still putting out the message that condoms are needed. I do miss some of the commercials that we used to have on BET and things like that, especially when they talked about safe sex, especially the commercials about getting tested and things like that. I think they need to bring those things back, especially with some of the programs that they have on BET with the different celebrities and things like that. I think because now more than ever our young people follow celebrities, if you had a celebrity spokesperson saying, you know, this is what you need to do, I think some of those staggering numbers would not increase because the thought would be, okay, well, such and such use condoms, then I should too. I hate that we're in this kind of mindset with our children because they are television age children.
Yeah.
But there is a benefit to use the celebrity in the right way. I believe, was it Life Jennings? He was a great example of trying to bring awareness to safe sex. And I think we need more of that. I think we definitely need more of that. I'm not sure who is the most popular person among, you know, teens and tweens. I know that, you know, those Kardashian people and things like that. But definitely, I'm sorry, not things like that, but people like that, not things like that. But we definitely need someone to sort of take the mantle of, okay, we need to get ourselves together and this is what we need to do. Unfortunately, with regard to the Kardashian people, they're not really the greatest examples in using safe sex, point blank. So we need somebody else to step up, whoever that person may be, to take that mantle. But that is the end of that discussion. So, guys, I want to talk a little bit about this Minority Health Expo and why we chose to do this expo, because of the fact that I think there's a little bit of confusion. It is not a women's health expo. Men, women, children, we all have different stats with regard to our health. And we also need better ways to take care of ourselves. This is not a health fair. There will not be any testing there. But there will be an opportunity to speak to the practitioners of health, such as fitness people, such as nutritionists, such as naturopaths, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, why we decided to do this was because, honestly, looking at some of those statistics from especially the Black community, we lead the charge in the highest of STDs, the highest of debilitating illnesses, and with exception to just a few, maybe. And when I say a few, I'm saying few is FEW3, probably about three of them. So we really need to get our act together, and, you know, we believe in leading by example, you know. So this is why this expo is coming up, and we want people to not only partake in being in attendance, but we also need the vendors for it as well. So right now we have a nutritionist on board. We have a cosmetologist on board. I know we have a life coach in waiting to come on board. So the stats are coming up. But I really know that this expo on April 14th is going to be a success. It's definitely something that is needed within the community. And in looking at that, I hope that we can make this an annual event. At this moment, it is just, we're going to see how this goes and definitely benefit the community. What's you guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's a good idea. Definitely, HVP has been forefront of trying to educate folks to make better sexual and medical decisions for them. And in doing so, you know, hopefully be able to live amazing, productive lives and still engage in sexual activities that is enjoyable but yet safe and allows them to continue in their life as they want to.
All right. Well, this has been a wonderful edition of What's New with VHUs. Thank you, Chris and Regina, for joining me in the studio. We want everyone to have a great rest of their Saturday and go out there and have a good week next week. There's definitely spring break happening here, so we're going to have to find some activities for the kids. But you guys, make it a great day. Bye.